Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Tyvus Powell joining us, everybody.
Hi, Tyvus.
What's going on, gentlemen? You know, I had a question for you two. Usually you ask me the questions, but I have a question for you.
Oh boy.
Which one, me or Jeff, or both?
Both. I mean, both of you can answer it.
Okay.
Has there been one positive call today about the Browns or Kevin Stefanski?
No, there have not.
Okay.
Should there be?
There's the better question.
You ask a question, you're going to get one right back.
You know, this is the thing.
Titus, that's a great answer, Titus. Thanks for letting me call your show.
You want me to be do you want the optimistic?
Yes, let's see. Sunshine and rainbows.
The optimistic and politically correct Titus would tell you.
No, I want the realistic one.
Yeah, no, I'm going to give you both. The optimistic guy would tell you, you got through the worst part of your schedule. Now you look on that schedule, this is a winnable game. You know, you might be able to win some games. That's the optimistic guy. You know, when you looked at it, everybody said, man, the Browns might go 0-6 to start the season. Well, you got through their part. Now you got Miami's and the Patriots and all these. You play Cincinnati again.
Patriots look good.
All of that. So you got some games where you actually got a chance to win those games. So that's the optimistic Tyvus. Now, if you want the other Tyvus, the unfiltered Tyvus, then it's more
Tyvus
it's more
after
so,
dark.
This whole thing has just been it's sad because going into the season, a lot of people knew that this season wouldn't be good. But nobody anticipated it being this bad, you know. Even me, if anybody should be mad, it should be me because I'm the only one that predicted 8-9. So if anybody should be upset, it's me. But I just, when you watch it, like when you watch this team play, like there's no excitement. You know, the only exciting thing about this team is the defense. And once a team scores 20 plus points, or even if they go up 14, it's kind of like that's it. Like that's the end of the game, you know. Because the offense hasn't done anything to excite us. And, you know, people wonder how we got to this point. And it's like, you know, you could go back to the Deshaun thing. You could do that. But I think it's just the thing is this. The reason why at this point I see why everybody wants everybody to just clean house and just fire everybody, because everybody played a part into what we're seeing on the field, you know. And nobody ever really paid a price for the miss of Deshaun Watson. You know, usually in other franchises, if you make a gamble like that and it doesn't work out, somebody usually gets fired, whether that's coach or GM. Nothing ever happened to anybody, like as far as coaching and GMs go. Everybody's pretty much still here. And I think we to the point now where it's like you've missed so much. You swung and you missed so big, like – somebody might have to pay the price eventually.
Tyvus, the one thing I keep thinking about, we touched on this yesterday in the postgame show, I keep thinking this. You don't throw the ball well. You're second worst in completion percentage, and you're second lowest in touchdown passes. Atlanta's below you, but they play tonight, so you'll end up 31st probably if Atlanta throws a touchdown. You've thrown more passes than any team in the NFL. And yesterday, Dillon Gabriel threw 52 passes in his second NFL start, and most of anybody threw yesterday. And you ran it only 17 times. Did they really sit in the coaches' meeting and think this is the best way for this team to win by throwing the ball so much when you don't do it well?
I think what they thought is they thought Pittsburgh was going to come in there and stack the box. And it's crazy because I was just looking at a play. I forget who, somebody on Twitter, maybe Jake Burns or somebody. Somebody on Twitter had put out a play. And what happened was, this is a shame, it was like eight people in the box. So, you know, eight-man box is like impossible to run the ball against an eight-man box. And so now they had eight people in the box. They had one receiver to the outside, the other receiver opposite side. And then they had, I think it looked like it was a safety that was deep. So they was in man-to-man. And they ran play action. Now, Dillon Gabriel or the running back, when somebody ran the wrong way, that there wasn't no play action on it. And they ran crossing routes. And they ended up getting a sack on the play. And I just sat there and I laughed because from a coaching standpoint, I get, all right, they're going to stack the box. We have to throw the ball. So if you throw the ball, like you can't even throw the ball because the dude is getting sacked so much. Like it's a mess, man. And like I say, ultimately, you know, you could change the coach and all that, but like we don't, the bottom line is, our tackles and our offensive line is not good. Our receivers is not good. They went to this offseason knowing those things would be the risk. They did nothing to address neither one of those positions. This is the result that we get. Like, that's just the fact, truth of the matter. Like, you knew you had no offensive linemen. You knew that they were all getting old. You draft no offensive linemen. You knew you had no wide receivers. Judy was looking good under Jameis. So, I give you that. But the rest of them was all question marks. You didn't draft no wide receivers. So it's like you don't even have playmakers. I feel bad for Dillon Gabriel because you're not even really going to get a good look at Dillon Gabriel because he has nobody to get the ball to. And people screaming Shadour.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Or I agree with the same. Like, if you push Shadour out there, I want to see him. But like, he might get killed. Like it's not safe to play quarterback for us right now because we can't block it up to save our life. So the whole thing is you might as well just sit there and run the ball because that's your best bet. And the fact that we don't is just, I don't care if they put 11 people in the box, you still should run the ball because that's the only thing we got going because our receivers can't catch.
If you're in that locker room right now. With all the drama and turmoil, I mean, are guys pointing fingers? Or are they? I know it's easy for us to say, just go to work. You're getting paid to play football and get better. But, I mean, the reality of it is there are some quality football players in that locker room who have to be steamed at either fellow players or the coaching staff. There's just no way it doesn't exist when you're in this scenario. And the only thing that heals those kind of wounds is winning.
Yeah, no, everybody, I'm sure everybody over there is frustrated because as a player, your aspirations is Super Bowl, you know, playoffs, Super Bowl, especially when you come to the Cleveland Browns. You know how important it is and you know how much it means to this city to be even in the playoffs, you know. So a part of you, if you buy into that, a part of you feel like you're letting the city down. You know, and it's like, man, like everybody laugh about the one in 31, but like we headed there. Like people remember them years, you know, around the league, people would joke about stuff like that. But like, if you actually in that Browns uniform right now, you like headed there and it's like, wow, like it's crazy to be living that out. And it's like the game plan on offense is just so basic, but I understand why it's so basic because you can't do it. Don't get me wrong. I understand the frustration with Kevin. I do 100%. The play calling has been atrocious, but I also can't ignore the fact that what is he supposed to call? What can he draw up that's going to help?
There's not one guy that can get 15 yards downfield.
Man, give me a guy.
Fannin did his best yesterday to do it. I mean, I understand when you're looking at a tight end, you're probably looking at a 5 to 10 yard pass.
We threw the ball 52 times. Four of those was more than 10 yards of a completion. We completed the ball four times over 10 yards. That's ridiculous. That's out of 52 passes, you only completed four of them for 10 plus yards. That's come on now. Like, I don't know what you want them to do. I really don't. But I agree. I understand why everybody wants to fire. I'm not saying I disagree with that, but I also cannot be naive to the fact that y'all want them to run these deep routes. We don't have time. Our tackles, the tackles might as well slap the dude on the butt on the way past him, and maybe that might pull him up a little bit. That gives us Dillon Gabriel time to throw the ball.
I'd love to sit here and come up with something really great to ask you. I'm so befuddled by what happened yesterday.
There's nothing you can say.
Well, there isn't. You know, and I wonder if the season is being based on results in the win column, or if it's being based on maybe seeing what you might have or need on the roster. Because, Tyvus, you laid it out perfectly. The offensive line was exposed, and you had some old guys. You didn't draft anybody. And the wide receiving crew, we've been, you know what, about for years, and they didn't do anything. And Isaiah Bond is good. That's great. But that's not, you know, that adding Isaiah to this isn't the answer, at least not yet. And I'm just perplexed that they went into the season with this team and expecting anything other than what they have right now.
The only way I could look at it is if they was already generally punting on this season because they knew they couldn't do anything about it anyways. So you get the defense up because, you know, there's been times where defense has been just so good that allowed them to win games, you know. And if you hit on Quinshon, you'd be able to run the ball effectively. Maybe you win games like that. It wouldn't be a sexy game. You'd be winning the 7-0s or the 7-3 type games. But maybe that was the recipe for the season, you know. And I go back to this clip that I was just recently exposed to, was when Shedeur Sanders was playing in the Carolina game, right? And he's talking to Kenny Pickett on the bench, and he's like, man, I want to throw the ball deep. And Kenny said, you got to ask Kevin about that. You can't do that. You got to ask Kevin. The funny part is, I understand why Kevin was not letting them try to throw the ball because they don't have time. So, to me, when you hear stuff like that, he knew before going into this season what it was. He knew that. He knew he was going to have to get the ball out quick. He knew they wasn't going to be able to block this thing up. That's why he was preparing them already for the season, that y'all got to get the ball out quick. That's probably why he had to beef with Shedeur so much. You know, all this time we've been talking about how he's been holding Shedeur back. I think the reason why he holds Shedeur back is because he knows Shedeur holds the ball. And he's like, dude, if you get in there and hold that ball, you go die. You got to get that ball. So really, he might have been protecting him this, even saying he's been protecting him this entire time. That might be what it is.
On that note,
excellent analysis.
Enjoy the rest of your Monday.
Y'all as well. Always, forever, go Bucks, go Browns. Don't worry, Cleveland. Cavs start soon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.